in, you won over the football team. You won over this community from not only your play on the field, but everything outside of it too, your involvement in social media and music and appearances in the community. But who really is Chuba?
It's a good question. I'm really just a kid from Long Beach, you know, who's just trying to have fun. I don't know, this is a hard question to answer.
It is, yeah.
I mean, I'm a man of God first, you know, and just, I just try to do the right thing every day. And if I can help somebody out, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, if I was in need of help, then I would want somebody to help me, so why wouldn't I help somebody else? And like, I don't know, I just try to make my days fun, because like, you don't want life to be boring, you know? So I just try to find the ways to have fun, put a smile on somebody's face, and then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think that's a good description. How would you describe your personality?
I don't know. I'm pretty goofy for the most part. I don't know, I'm like kind of all over the place. I'm not like very too much of one thing, too much of everything. I'm a little bit of everything. I don't know, I get along with everybody. So like my personality, I don't know, I don't really know what my personality is. You'd have to ask some of my friends. I don't know. I'm just me.
I feel like there's like multiple sides to you too, because you're really bubbly, friendly, and then on the field too, you're in the middle of the huddle, like taking charge. Do you feel like that sometimes, like you have multiple sides?
Yeah, but even on the field, I'm still pretty goofy. like a lot of times, I like sometimes I'm singing while I'm playing. I'm just, like between plays, I'm just talking, just thinking, like thinking about whatever. Like my mind's all over the place. Probably got like, what's it called? Like ADHD or something. I don't know.
It works though. Well, yeah. Okay, so thinking back, is there a moment when you fell in love with football?
Fell in love with football. I'd probably say, for me, I fell in love with football around, I'd say like high school. Because I've been playing since I was like 5 years old, but like, it was really because like my parents kind of like told me to, and I was just being obedient. So like, you know, my parents told me to play football, so I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. But then once I got to high school and realized like how good I was at it, and then like I seen my potential and like where I can take it, I was like, I kind of fell in love with the process. For me, it's not so much football that I fell in love with. It's the things that come with football, you know, your teammates, the family that you gain from it, you know, just the experiences I've had with football, you know, it's taken me places that I never thought I'd be, you know, and so yeah, it's really, that's what I fell in love, not football itself.
Mm-hmm. Is that around the same time you realized you probably had a future in the sport too?
Yeah, for sure, because like, as a kid, you don't really, you know, you play just because it's fun, you know. You always say, like, oh yeah, I want to go to the NFL. I want to go to the NFL. Just because you see people do it. But like, once you get to high school, that's when you kind of find out like how good you really are, like what position you're going to play in. Because like when you're younger, you play kind of all over the place. But you finalize like where you're going to play, what you're going to do. And yeah, so for sure.
Get into college football. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were supposed to come to Arizona pre-coaching change, right?
Talk to
us about all that.
I was one of the last few people that was recruited by Coach Fish's staff. I've been here like I think exactly a week longer than Coach Brandon, so you know that was kind of a big slap in the face for me. But I mean, gotta roll with the punches, you know. Initially, you know, I came here for the team and like with the guys that were here, so you know, even though the coaching staff left, you know, when the players decided to stay, you know, I decided to stay, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you go through that spring, fall camp, start of season, start off hot and fast. I remember that safety play, everything. Talk to us about kind of your mindset during that time and how you're feeling.
For me, my mindset, you know, that was supposed to be my final year of college football. So for me, I was just trying to, you know, make the most of it. You know, with every snap, you know, play. You always hear people say, play every snap like it's your last snap. And I tried to do my best in doing that. And yeah, I was just trying to have fun with it too, you know, make these last few games, make that last season worth it. But then, you know, obviously got hurt against Kansas State, which was kind of, you know, unexpected. You know, for me, like, you know, I've come off with like foot injuries before, like ankle injuries. Usually they're like, oh, like you're out for the week or out for a couple weeks. But then when they told me like you're out for the season, I was like, damn. So that for me, like, just having the game taken away from me like that, I never really had that happen to me before. So it was a big, it was a shock for me. But it allowed me to, you know, find myself outside of football, you know, with especially with my spiritual, you know, being like my relationship with God, and just finding out what I want to do outside of football. So, and now I'm here.
Yeah. Kind of off of that, have you always been interested in entertainment?
Pretty much. I mean, as a kid, even now, like, I just love putting smiles on people's faces. So. If I can do that in any way, shape, or form, then why not? And I don't like seeing people who like feel left out or like just feel, you know, like sad or whatever. So if I can do anything to change that, then I'll do it. So I think that's where that comes from with me. Especially like being raised by my parents, you know, they're always like if you can give a helping hand, then give it. So why not?
I like that. You've done a lot here in that realm. What's been your favorite opportunity?
Honestly, for me, it would probably be when we read, when we went to the elementaries and we read stories to them. But my favorite part was playing at recess with them. Just seeing the little kids, you know, just remembering when I was their age, you know, just being able to, you know, just have fun with them for a little bit, you know, step away from the game, step away from, just forget about life for those few hours. So that was probably my favorite one. And aside from that, we did like a, I think it was like a month long, like once a week, camp with a Genesis at a middle school. That was another fun one. Just, being able to be there for those kids, you know, who lacked from like, you know, some, father figures or like anything like that going on at home. So just being able to give them a safe place, a safe space to just be a kid, you know, that was another fun one for me.
That's such a sweet answer. Cause I mean, like, let's talk through it. You've done the commercial. For, yeah. What was it,
AT&T?
AT&T.
Yeah.
Yeah, so AT&T commercial, Chow Down with Chuba, singing the national anthem. Like, you've done a lot of those things, too, so I love that that was your answer, the community stuff.
Well, those are the ones that stick out for me, like, remember the most. So, the other ones were fine, yeah, but, yeah.
No, that's so sweet. So, during that injury, I remember talking to you, and you're like, no, I can get back for these last couple games. I'm going to try to. Why?
I mean, just, you know, having the season that we had last year, you know, standing on the sidelines, not being able to do, you know, not being able to, you know, contribute and like help my team. Like, I'm not saying like if I would have played, we would have won all the games, but I know I could have made a difference somehow, some way. But yeah, just because like I'm a sore loser. I hate losing, and just seeing like my brothers out there, you know, seeing them down, struggling, you know, I just, like I said, I don't like seeing people feel that way. But you know, after long conversations with like the coaches, you know, they helped me realize, you know, what's best for me and my future. And yeah.
Yeah. Who came up with the idea of transitioning you from D-line to O-line?
That was Coach Gonzalez. Yeah, he in the spring, after one of our linemen went down with an injury, he came to me and he asked me, like, how would you feel about, you know, switching over to O-line? I was like, if that's what the team needs, then yeah, I'll do it. And then here I am now.
You played it in high school, though?
I did. I didn't predominantly play D-line until I got to college. I played a little bit in high school, like, barely, like, the last couple games of the, like, playoffs and, like, stuff like that. But I didn't really play a lot. They literally just told me to Chuba, just line up right here and go straight. And that's what I did. But yeah, once I got to college, I didn't know they offered me as a D lineman when I went to UC Davis. I didn't find out till like my second week there, because quarantine, we had to quarantine for 2 weeks. But then yeah, first day of workouts, found out I was a D lineman, and I didn't think I was gonna play college football. And then here I am.
Crazy, kind of full circle.
Yeah.
What was the biggest transition, or like, I guess, what was the biggest learning curve going from D line to O line?
I'd say just the playbook, not necessarily like the plays itself. It was more like the techniques, because O-line is a lot more technical than D-line. And there's a lot of little things that you do, like little steps, little hand movements, like where to place your hands, where to put your feet. So that was probably the hardest part for me. But like with the coaches that I've had, you know, Coach Oglesby, Coach Stu, Coach Baker, and then all the guys on the O-line, they've helped me so much, and they've made the transition for me like so much easier than they, like, it should have been. Should have been a lot harder for me, but they made it easy for me.
Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying it?
I am. It's probably the most fun I've had playing football ever.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I've heard multiple guys say that right now.
Yeah, this team is special, man. You can just see it with the way we hang out, you know, outside of football, just out and about, you know. We see each other all the time, like we're with each other all day, but like even when we leave, we just want to hang out with each other, just be around each other. So yeah, love these guys.
You talk about kind of your drive of wanting to make people feel happy, feel seen. Do you feel like that drives you on the football field too, in a way?
For sure. And I think for me, it mainly is for, you know, one, you know, I've been given the, you know, God's given me the ability, and the, you know, he's given me a gift to be able to play football at this level. So who am I to not, you know, use that gift to the best of my ability? And not only that, you know, I play for those around me, you know, my brothers. So, you know, like they've put in so much work, you know, and I just want to help them, you know, get the best, just feel the best, I guess, like just help them win. And like I play for those behind me, you know, my family, my friends, my peers back home or wherever they are, just, you know, they've supported me this far. So I just want to, you know, make sure that wasn't all for nothing.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about your family and what that been like this fall for you?
Yeah, I mean, my family, they're everything to me. You know, I grew up with my family, obviously, but like I grew up around a lot of family. You know, my household was always pretty busy, and being one of the youngest, you know, just watching all, you know, just that, my family just so full of love. You know, I'm just so thankful for them. You know, like anything I can do for them, like I'll do it. You know, I just want the best for them. You know, my biggest goal in life is to take care of my family. You know, just move them to a nice house, take care of them, make sure they don't have to worry about anything, especially my mom. That's my queen right there. You know, it's my first love. I love my mom. Everything I got, you know, and you know, with everything that happened this past fall, you know, my dad passing away. It's been tough for my family, especially for my mom and my sisters. But you know, God is good. You know, he's been with us through it all, comforting us. You know, just knowing that you know, he's in a better place. You know, he's watching me from the best seat up top. So, yeah.
Yeah. How did you get through this fall? Because that's a lot. And it's the middle of fall camp.
Yeah. For me, just number one, just leaning on God. You know, going back to his word, just knowing that, you know, not it's easy to question God, like, oh, why my dad? But, you know, we don't question God, you know, if he just needed him more than we needed him. And not only that, just the love and support from my family, not only my immediate family, but like, you know, extended family, and the love I got from here, Arizona. You know, when I went back home for the first time after my dad passed, like, after a couple of days went by, Coach B, he sent me a video, and it was a video of like everybody just sending their love and the condolences to me and my family. And that video right there, just, it meant a lot to me. Every now and then, like every once in a while, I watch that video, you know, because I'm grateful for this opportunity to be here. You know, I love it here, and I love the people.
Yeah. I think it's cool to see how much you care about others. It's definitely, people care so much about you, and that's cool to see that coming back around. I hope you feel that way too.
I do, man. I feel the love. I feel it a lot, man.
Well, sweet. You've had a lot of highs, lows, twists, turns with your journey, I'm sure your life too. What do you want people to take away from your story?
My story, number one, just keep God. Keep God, number one, no matter what you do. You know, he'll help you through it all, the good, the bad, the pretty, the ugly, you know, and just have fun. Whatever you're doing, have fun, and just make it count, you know, because tomorrow's not promised, you know. Love those around you, you know. Every day is a good day because you woke up, you know. A lot of people didn't, a lot of people to close their eyes last night, and they didn't get to open them today. So, every day is it's a beautiful opportunity, and yeah, just have fun in life. You know, you only live today once, so live to the best of your ability. That doesn't mean, you know, leave all your responsibilities or everything. It just means make it count. You know, be positive. You know, when you feel like you're having a bad day, just look at it from a different perspective. Yeah, you failed a test, or yeah, you know, you missed your whatever. But look, you still got a house to call home. You still got a shirt over your back. You still got food to eat. You know, we're blessed. You know, just remember, someone always has it worse than you. So yeah, be grateful.